The coral reef surrounding Nemba Island in Tanzania's Zanzibar archipelago was on the verge of dying just 3 years ago. Climate change, overfishing, and other human activities were threatening the livelihoods of the islanders and the beauty of the reef. In an effort to save the reef, the local communities have embraced a conservation project that has successfully restored some of the lost coral. The project also aims to protect the reef from further damage. The clear waters surrounding the island allow for a close view of the reef, which lies 10 meters below the surface. Coral reefs are often referred to as the rainforests of the sea, because they support a diverse range of marine life. However, when sea temperatures rise due to climate change, the coral becomes stressed and expels the algae that provide nutrients. This leads to bleaching and eventually death. Dynamite used by fishermen and unregulated tourist activities have also contributed to the decline of the coral. The availability of fish has significantly decreased, causing concern among the local fishmongers. To address these issues, the Sustainable Tourism Group and Beyond and the non-profit organization Africa Foundation have collaborated with the islanders. Underwater nurseries have been created using steel mesh tables, where coral fragments are grown and then replanted on the reef. Local divers have been trained as conservation rangers to tend to these nurseries. The results have been encouraging, with 80% coverage restored on the house reef surrounding the island. Artificial reefs made of steel and stone have also been created to replenish marine life and attract snorkelers and divers. The success of the restoration work is attributed to the support of the local community. The conservation groups work closely with the local authorities, and the government of Zanzibar has designated the seas around Nemba Island as a protected area. This allows for the regulation of tourist and fishing activities. The number of visitors to the house reef has been limited, and the revenue generated has increased. Fishing has been suspended around the reef during the restoration process, leading to a decrease in illegal practices and an increase in knowledge about sustainable fishing methods among the fishermen. The Zanzibar government is encouraged by the success of the Nemba restoration project and plans to expand it to other areas under threat. Buoys have been placed to indicate areas where fishing is not allowed. The pressures facing Zanzibar's reefs reflect the threats facing coral reefs worldwide. While the project cannot stop warmer sea currents, it hopes to inspire efforts to protect other threatened areas. The relationship between the sea and coral is crucial for ocean health, and the restoration work aims to restore the reefs to their original state.